Maybe you want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Canfield.
And I'm Leah Canfield.
And Leah is the mother of Gabriel, but we're here to talk about your adventure, upcoming adventure. Tell us what it is.
So the adventure that I'm looking forward to is the Costa Rica exchange program that I'm going on this summer. It's a community service exchange program where I'll be working in wildlife preserves. I'll be working on schools for children. I'll be down there for about a month or so. I'll be working on a lot of different things down there, but I'm looking forward to the travel starting up in June.
So you'll be down there this summer for about a month. How did you find out about this program?
I found it out through school, actually. I looked through Rotary Exchange, but I realized I didn't really want to do a year-long exchange program. But I still felt like doing the exchange program at all in community service. I've done that before, so.
And have you ever been to Costa Rica?
Nope, never been out of the country before.
Mom, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm really pleased and excited for her to go and experience this kind of out of the country kind of experience, and she'll be learning a lot of skills and learning about another culture, and also learning about Costa Rica itself. And hopefully, she'll come back with lots of experiences and lots of stories.
Probably. And tell us a little bit about yourself. You're in high school now.
Yep, I'm a junior in high school, so I'll be doing it over the summer before my senior year, so I'll be able to have one more year of high school after I come back with this, tell all my friends what I've done over the summer, all the community service working I've done down there.
So this is a part of a program. You're not taking this up independently. You're hooked up with all these organizations already, and you have an idea of kind of the things you will be doing?
Yeah, they said on the program, it is the American Field Service, actually, AFS USA. It's all over the world. They have exchange programs for year, semester, for high school students, and also college students. They can do, there's about 40 different countries, I think, that AFS does exchange programs through, and I'm going to the Latin America Summer Program for community service. There are also high school programs, and there are global prep programs, which are intense study programs.
Okay, and it sounds like you are looking to do a bit of fundraising. And is this fundraising just to help pay for you to get there or while you're there? Tell me more about the fundraising you're looking to do.
The fundraising is for the entire trip. I have $7,850 to raise for the programs. It's a pretty spendy trip, but it's definitely worth it.
And so you're doing this by baking cookies?
Well, we already had done a little bit of fundraising before Thanksgiving and Christmas to kind of pay for some of the pre-registration type fees. But now we're focusing on more doing for the tuition and fees. And so we're hoping to do, you know, various baking, car washes, et cetera, those kind of things. But we've also been writing letters to potential sponsors in the city and within the state.
I'm just curious, if someone's listening, wants to support you, what would be the best way to do that?
I do have a GoFundMe. It's www.gofundme.com/Costa Rica for Gabe. That's what I have. And also, besides that, I also applied for a scholarship through the AFS program worth $3,000. I wrote a couple essays for that, so I'm hoping I get that as well.
That sounds really awesome. And what you sounded like you wanted to get out of the country, wanted to do something, but this program in particular, the AFS, is there a reason that that called to you more than something else?
Probably because of the fact that Rotary wouldn't do, like, summer programs. I found out that I could, like, work in a different country trying to get something good out of it. Instead of just, like, going to a high school, I could get something done. I could work on buildings. I could work on farms. I could help people in poverty down there. And I've done that before. I work in the fire department. I like helping people out.
Yeah, I was curious. You said you had a bit of experience. Is that here in Ketchikan, at the fire department?
Yep, I'm a cadet at the local fire department, Ketchikan Fire Department.
And what does that mean? What kind of things do you do being a cadet?
Well, I do a lot of sitting around watching training videos, of course, but I also get to go out on the ride since I'm CPR and first aid certified. They take me out on the ambulances during 911 calls or the trucks, or they'll take me out and teach you things. I'll go to drills on Wednesday nights. Those are fun.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you came in to share what you're up to. this summer sounds like an adventure for sure. Is there anything else you ladies wanted to add?
Well, one more thing I want to add is for the community, we thank you for the community. If you do decide to go and GoFundMe.com with for Gabe, if you do contribute, we appreciate any help the community can provide. These kinds of experiences are well worth it for our youth and with my daughter Gabriel. So I think it would be much great appreciation.
Help me to Costa Rica.
All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming in and just sharing your story. And we wish you safe travels and lots of adventures, I guess, this summer.
Thank you.